Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Making a big investment in yourself doesn't always feel like slipping into a warm bubble bath, especially not at first. It feels like diving headfirst into cold, dark water. Your heart races, your teeth chatter, and your brain is shouting, "Did I really just do that?" But then there's this precious moment when you resurface and take that first big gulping breath of air. You climb your way out of the water, wrap yourself in your coziest towel, and think, "Hey, that was actually super refreshing." You're telling everyone still standing on the edge of the water, you know, it's a lot nicer once you get in. These three students decided to take their own plunge by investing in themselves and enrolling in Amy Porterfield's signature program, the Digital Course Academy. The doors are open right now, and this program is the gold standard for anyone who wants to create, launch, and scale an online course. That's exactly what Danielle and Chrissy and Nicole have done over the last year. But investing in the program wasn't a decision that came lightly. Their fear and reservations could have prevented them from diving into the water, could have held them back from all the successes they've seen since making the understandably fear-filled decision to invest. Is that you? Are you standing on the edge thinking, sure, creating an online course sounds great, but should I and could I really dive in? That's actually why Danielle and Chrissy and Nicole are on the Gold Digger Podcast today. They know better than anyone what it's like to be where you are, standing, debating if this is the right jump. You'll hear their before, during, and after stories of Digital Course Academy, as well as the reservations they had and how those went out the window as they started the course. I'm so thrilled to have them here so you can picture yourself in their successes. To learn more about Digital Course Academy and take advantage of my DCA bonus, head to dcawithjenna.com. That's dcawithjenna.com to enroll in the Digital Course Academy and check out all the incredible bonuses I'm throwing in. Okay, now let's dive on into this episode. Thanks to Fundrise for supporting Gold Digger. Start building your better portfolio today. Get started at fundrise.com/golddigger to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived. The secret behind my website design is Tonic. They've created a collection of customizable websites that are super stunning and wicked easy to update. Save 20% on your Tonic site at tonicsiteshop.com with the code GOLDDIGGER. That's TonicSiteShop.com and the code GOLDDIGGER. Nicole, before we hit record, you manifested this moment, and I'm so excited about that. You said, someday I will be on the podcast. So I want to welcome you to this manifestation being lived out. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Jenna. It's so great to be here. Seriously, so grateful.
So excited. So I have had the pleasure of just watching parts of your story unfold, but tell me just a little bit about your journey that kind of landed you where you are today in 2020.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. And I always go back to really like my upbringing in the beginning, because I feel like entrepreneurship has always been in my blood. But at the same time, there's always been this sense of needing to kind of climb the corporate ladder, get an education, get some stability, some security. And a lot of that came from the fact that my mom had me at a very young age. She was 15 years old when she got pregnant with me. And so it was really hard for us as a family growing up. And I seen her work three jobs back to back. And I seen my dad try to start job after job or an entrepreneurship journey after, you know, entrepreneurship journey and chase of the American dream. And it just not happening for our family. And one of the biggest things on both of their hearts was like, all right, get an education, get a stable job with some benefits. And that is your ticket to the American dream. We are a Puerto Rican family, and I was a first generation college graduate. And so all of that was like, okay, this is my mission. This is my goal. Uh-huh. And once I got there and graduated and got a secure job, it was like, oh, okay, well, now what? I guess I just climb the corporate ladder as much as I can and just try to chase this lifestyle. At the same time, I got married, had kids, and by the age of 25 years old, I had already reached VP of sales for a Fortune 500 company, and I was a mama to three boys. And so there was a lot going on at a younger age. And you kind of get to this point sometimes in life where you're just like, okay, but am I happy doing this? And is this what I'm passionate about? And is this worth the time away from my kids and away from my family in the way that I need to be? And so I continued to grow and I stepped into the role of director of marketing, which got me so excited because I was just running multi-million-dollar launch campaigns month over month. It was incredible. I was working with personal brands and I thought, okay, I think I've hit it. Like I've hit my growth on the corporate side. I'm doing something I'm passionate about and I love. And then the company shut down. There was some issues, mismanagement. We shut our doors and all of us were let go with 2 days' notice. Wow. And it was like, okay, did not expect this curveball in life. And I thought, like, I've been on this path. I thought I was doing everything right. I thought I had job security and financial security in the way that, you know, my family was taught. We didn't have a ton of examples of wealth when it came to entrepreneurship and owning businesses. And so this was January 2019, and I was kind of at a pivotal point of like, what do I do now? And so that was a big year for me to just take a step back and really think about what can I do that aligns with my skill set, my superpowers, what I'm passionate about, but also is something that could give me more freedom than what I had, more financial freedom, more time freedom to be able to be a mom and to be with my kids and kind of view it as an opportunity to step into. And that's kind of what kicked off the beginning of my business, the Brand Vibe, and my entrepreneurship online journey altogether, really.
It's so crazy because it's like, wait, what? Like this story actually is what a lot of people are facing these days, you know, with how 2020 has panned out. What was it like when you're like, all right, I guess I'm on my own and I better figure out how to do something? What was that like?
Oh my gosh, scary, frightening, fearful. Yeah, it's kind of a crazy journey. I did what I knew how to do best, which was continuing to look for jobs. I had climbed pretty high. I was looking for executive positions, and those are not easy and quick to come by. And so while I was doing that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep applying and searching because this is all I know. This is the world I have built in my career for so long, but I'm going to figure this out for myself too. And I'm going to try to have this self-discovery mode of what I want to do in life and where I want to go. And so in the process of that, really dug into podcasts like yours and just getting all the knowledge and information as I can, inspiration from people of what's possible and what does this world look like and what are all the things that I could tap into. And one of the biggest things that got me down the path of the company that I run right now is I wanted to take the marketing skill set that I had acquired and built over 15 years and help people like me and the 35 other incredibly talented creatives that got let go and are just kind of faced with like, okay, well, how do we create our own stability, our own security, doing what we love to? Yeah. And the passion to want to help the underdog and really come alongside them from a marketing perspective, kind of as their in-house chief marketing officer for a season and get them excited and passionate about starting their own business and launching that, that felt like there was so much purpose in that beyond just a paycheck, beyond just even my own personal financial security for myself, for my family. Like it just grew and went so much bigger than that. I have such a passion for helping women of color like myself and just being able to do that, to create that opportunity for our families and for our lives and kind of pivot and change a lot of, you know, maybe the path we would have been on otherwise. So it's a lot of self-discovery when you're in this mode of what do I do now? But if you allow yourself to really dive into that and to observe and, you know, really think about what matters to you most, it's incredible what can come from it.
Well, you're such a good example too of redefining success for yourself. And I think so many of us are taught, you know, there's this one path that you must take in order to be truly successful. And I think that I've been able to just kind of watch you carve your own path as a busy mom of three and kind of being forced into entrepreneurship. I want to know, you know, what made you take the leap of faith to invest in Amy Porterfield's program? Because you're a learner. Like when I think of you, I'm like, she is a lifelong learner. She is all in on learning. What made you kind of say, this is it, and this is a program that I can learn from?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I've grown up as an overachiever a bit and just constantly wanting to learn and grow and push through. Like if there is an issue or a problem, I'm like, it's fine. We will figure it out. We'll find a solution. We'll learn how to do it. It's all good. I think that's what makes me such a great strategist, but it's also what helps me be a mom with such confidence. I'm like, you know what? It's okay. We're going to figure this out together. And so having that mindset and mentality is like, all right, I'm going to use this as an opportunity for me to learn and create a path to grow an online business. I knew that I wanted to be able to help other women, other leaders to market their businesses and market their personal brands, but I also wanted to do it in a way that would allow me to be a mom to my kids and present with them. And so the idea of creating kind of both of this hands-on, a bit of one-on-one, a bit of done-for-you kind of services, but yet still with passive income and online courses and growth opportunities, I just felt like that was such a perfect marriage of what I wanted to do that would just align for my family. So I just was like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to take the course and we're going to figure out a way to create this online business then a way that functions for my family and that would just really allow me to grow and scale at the rate without giving too much of myself, because I didn't want it to have the opposite effect of feeling still tied down to a 9-to-5 that felt like it was round the clock.
Yeah. What has 2020 looked like for you? Because 2020 has looked like a lot of things for a lot of us. But for you, let's take a moment to take a look back over this last year.
So 2020 has been insane in all the craziest ways that we're all feeling, but in my business and all of the best ways. And I'm so humbled and grateful for all that has happened for this year. With the Brand Vibe, I was able to grow and scale this business to the point where I quit my full-time job. So I talked about how when I lost my job initially, I was still in the search, right? Still in the hunt for what that next role could be. And while I found my path on wanting to start this business, I also got a job offer for something pretty incredible of a role as a creative director. And isn't that just how life works, where you're like, no, but I just decided to do this. And yet here's the opportunity I've been looking for 6 months. And so I did end up taking that job. I had just been 6 months without a job. I didn't want to run a business with the financial pressure on my back continuing. I wanted to do it for all the right reasons. I wanted to do it to have an impact. But I did dedicate myself to doing it. And that actually was one of the stipulations of taking the role, was like, I'm also running this business and I just need to make sure you guys are aligned with that and okay with it, because I'm not going to stop. And they were, which is really incredible because not a lot of companies are. So I started doing that while in conjunction running the business and raising three babies. And so it was a crazy year, 2019 into the first half of 2020. But when COVID hit in March, there was an opportunity to really step up and serve my audience online in a very intentional way. And so in doing that and showing up and really creating programs and courses that aligned with what they needed during this season, it had propelled my business into being able to quit that full-time job and be able to scale to the rate that I'm at right now. I have now since shifted into running a full-blown marketing agency, which is so exciting because I get the chance and the privilege. Yes, it's so great. But I get the privilege to, you know, employ other people and help them to enhance their strengths. And it just is, it's so great. It's just full circle to come to where I am right now. And I don't know that it would have happened at this rate or at this level had this year not brought what it did. And so in a lot of cases, I think it's been a really tough year for everyone. But in trying to look through the positives of it, I see the benefits of what it's brought my business and how by extension that has helped impact so many lives. And that is one of the most fulfilling feelings you could have as a business owner.
One of the things I love that you talk about, Nicole, is diversifying your income.
Yes.
Let's touch on that for just a minute, because I think that when I think of your story, you've been able to pivot, which I have coined the word of 2020, pivot yeah, into exactly. many different directions. But each of those directions has allowed you to kind of diversify your income in a way that provides that security, which you've yes. defined as kind of your measure of success. Walk me through that just a little bit.
Yeah. So number one, I had this full-time job. So for everyone out there who's thinking in order for you to start a successful business and grow one, you have to go all in and you have to do this on your own. It is possible. I was able to have a full-time job, run a business and raise three kids. And it wasn't easy. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the easiest thing to do. And it's simple, but it's possible. And with the right focus and support around you and leap of faith, you can for sure make it happen. But a lot of it comes from understanding what's happening in the moment and being willing to pivot into what is aligned with your lifestyle and your family and your goals, along with what your audience needs. And so in a lot of ways, I started this with thinking, I'm going to do one-on-one coaching. Primarily, I'll be hands-on. I'll really get a feel for what people need when it comes to marketing or branding or launching their course, launching their program, and then go from there. And being just very attentive to what my audience was responding to, just really realizing that depending on the season that we're in, we just need different levels of support and different things. And so it went from helping coach entrepreneurs to, well, can you also do the work for me? You know, we're busy yeah. and we need a lot of help along the way. And can you create the sales page and that email sequence and all of the fun stuff when it comes to launching? Fun for me, but not for a lot of people. And so I'm like, of course I can, because I knew that I had not only my own skill set to do it, but I had a lot of the knowledge from courses like Amy's, and Digital Course Academy just gave me such a great framework for launching and for creating courses and being able to be hands-on with someone in doing the work. That was a huge opportunity. But then also really looking at like, all right, now we're in this COVID online space. And so we're pivoting more to online courses and more to group programs. And so it really just has become like, you know, what does the market call for? What do my clients really need? How can I show up for them with such purpose and continuing to create programs that they fall in love with again and again?
I love when you talk, because I'm smiling, because when you say we, walk me through a little bit about who you've collaborated with over this last year. This has been like my front row seat access to getting to watch women specifically, but women and men, pursue their dreams and champion other women.
Oh my gosh, this has been one of the best like benefits that were unexpected of being involved with DCA and getting it with your community. I have been able to meet so many other like-minded leaders and entrepreneurs who are just chasing their passions and their dreams. And we all have our own unique abilities. We all have our own skill sets. And when you can find a business bestie that can just complement what you're doing so well, it really opens up so much more opportunity. It opens up your thought on where your business can grow. And it really allows you to champion one another in the best way possible. So it's been so incredible to partner with people like Danielle and Hillary and Hans and all of these incredible entrepreneurs to step in and say, hey, you have something to offer. I have something to offer. What if we combined this and created a joint course or a program, or, you know, we're able to kind of take the best of each of our worlds and serve our audience in the best way. And that was unexpected, but one of the biggest benefits of this is that collaboration piece.
I have loved watching you guys all collaborate, and there's just so much collective knowledge. And I also feel like a kind of a hidden benefit of that and being in community with other people that are going in the direction you're going is you're able to call out other people's strengths in a way that maybe they didn't witness. I feel like it's almost like this awakening where you're like, wait, no, you're so good at this, and getting to watch people kind of figure out like, wait, what is my sweet spot? And like, wow, I am really good at that. Isn't it just like so exhilarating?
Oh my gosh. Cause we're so close to our own genius. We just don't always see it. And we think like, oh, everyone knows this, or, oh, this isn't special. And you have these people around you that are like, no, it's very special and unique. And it's definitely one of your superpowers. And you're like, oh, okay. Yes. Keep talking. What else is there?
Yes. Tell me more. What would you say to someone who wants to pivot or wants to diversify their income or is questioning, like, do I have gifts or can I translate gifts from my 9 to 5 or just give something to the world and make a bigger impact? What would you say to them? Like, what was that thing that got you off of the fence and into programs that have changed your life?
I think especially with this year, I had this a lot last year in 2019 with my job loss. And I know a lot of us are feeling it this year with COVID and all that is happening. But the reality is life really is short and we just don't know how much time we have, how much opportunity there is ahead of us. If you have this burning passion inside of you that is setting your soul on fire to want to chase a different direction, there is never a better time than right now. And being willing to say, I'm at least going to try, and I'd rather try and fail than fail to try. And having that mindset of like, I'm going to give this my all, I'm going to go for it because I know I have so much value to add. That is so important to taking that leap and taking that step forward. Starting an online business and being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of limiting beliefs we struggle with. There's a lot of mindset we have to work through, and really being able to step into it with faith and say, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give it my all, and I'm at least going to try and attempt to make an impact beyond myself, beyond, you know, just what I'm doing here, and just go for it. Like, that's the biggest thing, is just go for it. Because if you're feeling that way, there's literally no better time to do it than now.
I love that. Nicole, where can everybody connect with you, find out more about what you offer, check in on you? Give us all of the places.
Yeah, so you guys can find me. I'm over at The Brand Vibe pretty much on every channel. So thebrandvibe.com or at The Brand Vibe on Instagram and Facebook. So that is where you guys can connect with me.
I am just so grateful for you in my life and just the way that you show up in our community. And I cannot wait to see what this next year brings for you.
Oh my gosh, Jenna, same here completely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a joy.
All right. I am so excited to welcome Chrissy to this podcast. Chrissy, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Thanks so much, Jenna. I am so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. So we have to give people kind of a full backstory, but I was actually Chrissy's wedding photographer back in the day. And now we've grown up and had babies and done way too many pivots to even count. So walk people through just a little bit of your story, Chrissy, because your story is like one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's so crazy. When people ask me what I'm doing now and why, I always start by saying, well, you know, have you heard of Jenna Kutcher? She was my wedding photographer and 7 years ago. And I started following you because I think you featured our pictures on your blog. And so that's kind of how I ended up just watching your life from afar, as we do on social media. And it was just really cool to watch your journey and seeing you go from being, you know, full-time photographer to then teaching other people how to do business with photography. And then all of a sudden I said, now she's teaching people business. And hey, now she bought a condo in Hawaii. And, you know, so as it kept going, I started just having these dreams of doing some of the things that I saw you doing, which was having freedom over your time and impacting the masses. Meanwhile, on my end, I had 2 kids. So I have a 4.5-year-old and a 6-year-old. And I've been in education for almost 2 decades now. I'm a former middle school math teacher, and I was a math instructional coach for a number of years. And right when I had my daughter, I took a role as a director of math professional learning at a national nonprofit. So I was working from home, which gave me some freedom, and creating a lot of content, planning protocols and professional development and lots of things like that. And I was noticing that my impact was limited to those people who were in the organization or partnering with our organization. And so as I was watching the online course world explode, I started having these thoughts about how could I get some of the knowledge out into the world at a lower price point? Because I knew how expensive it was to partner with our organization. And so that was kind of when the seed was planted. And, you know, as I listened to your podcast and other podcasts, it just, this thought just kept being in the back of my mind that maybe this wasn't something that I could do someday. And when the opportunity presented itself, I jumped on it. And I know we'll get into it, but like one thing led to another. And now I'm pursuing my own online business full time.
Which is just so exciting and crazy. What was it like when you were like, all right, I'm going to invest in myself and like really go for this? Because I often think that just simply like proclaiming that dream and putting money down on it is the hardest step.
Absolutely. So the context there is that a few months before I started investing in online courses to really start learning more about online marketing and courses, I had taken a new job. And so I was about 3, 4, 5 months in, and it was not on my radar at all. But when I heard you talking about the opportunity that comes along with building your own business and sharing your knowledge, something just spoke to me. And the way I think of it is like, it's one of 5 or 7 key times in my life where I feel like the universe has given me the loudest and clearest sign that I'm supposed to do something. And I ended up trying a few avenues to get my old job to buy it. And I told them I would do the work, and it didn't work out. And so I actually told my husband I wanted to get my first online course as my Mother's Day present, which was a very expensive Mother's Day present. Yeah. But I knew one way or another, I was like, I am supposed to do this, and I don't know why. Yeah. I am 100% clear. So it felt, it felt scary, but good, because I just felt in alignment and like it was the right thing.
One of my favorite things about you, Chrissy, is that I feel like so many people in your position don't necessarily think of themselves as an expert, even though that is 100% what you are. How did you battle that imposter syndrome? Because you were doing this work for so long and you saw this bigger goal to provide like the same knowledge and learning through free and lower priced opportunities. And that feels like a very big goal and a very big problem. How did you finally decide, like, I am the one that is supposed to do this?
I would say I've struggled a little bit accepting that word expert.
Yeah.
Even in,
which is crazy because that's exactly what you are.
In my previous role, there were times people would refer to me using that language, and it was almost like when someone gives you a compliment and you want to brush it off, you know, I kind of had that reaction to do that. I would say over time, as I followed my intuition more and more, as I gave advice or gave feedback to people, and I saw that it was impactful, I think that built up my confidence that I really did have a perspective that was grounded in evidence, that was valuable, that could save people time, that could help people get further and have more impact. And so it was probably a slow build to get to the point where I first accepted the term, and now here and there, I will use the term in describing myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's probably like a woman thing too, more common for us as women to do. But anyway, yeah. So I think as that happened, I became more willing to call myself an expert or think of myself in that way. And in terms of sharing it with the world, Yeah, that's so hard to answer. I just felt called. Like, that's the true answer, is I just felt called. And it's one of these things too, where I don't know if this happens to you, Jenna, but you look back on your life and you see how the little pieces along the way, like the dots, each experience has prepared you.
Yes.
Like, I took a graphic design course randomly, you know, like 8 years ago. And then in my last job, I was doing so much content creation. And so being an entrepreneur right now, I'm like, I love all those parts of it. Like, yeah, the graphic, you know, I'm still creating my own content in Canva. Like, we're in that stage of the business where we're really doing it all ourselves. Yeah, like we're, but I can see how all these different pieces prepared me to do what I'm doing now.
What was it like when you logged into DCA? Like, how did it feel? How was the course experience for you? How was Amy as an instructor? Kind of give us the scoop for someone that's like on the fence and they're like, I don't know if this is for me.
Mm-hmm. Logging into DCA was empowering, I would say. I think Amy has done such an amazing job thinking through not only the content, but the experience. Yeah. So even the fact that she decided to drip the content, I think, was very wise. It's a lot of information and she gives you everything you need. It's very detailed, very thorough, and step by step. And so it felt so manageable just to know that, okay, here's this one module and I have a full week to work through it before the next one drops. Yep. And she also does such a great job of taking the pressure off. One of the things I was a little concerned about was how was I going to keep up with, I had a full-time job at the time, two kids, which I still have. And she gave us a calendar. I remember she gave us a PDF that helped us pace ourselves, was sort of like, which track do you want to pick? And she spoke to all three of them and made them all valid, you know, to the point where I thought, okay, I'm going to take the slow track and I'm going to allow myself 6 months to implement or whatever it was. And so, yeah, logging in felt good because I knew I had time to do it. I knew I had lifetime access and I knew I could go at my own pace.
Yes. Tell me about the course that you just launched. What is your course? Because I love what you teach on.
Yes. So I just did a workshop course. And that's actually something that I learned about through Amy, through DCA as well, and felt more manageable for me. So I did a 2-hour workshop for math educators. And it's all about how to increase access to grade level math using discussion-based teaching. So one of the biggest challenges for middle school and high school math teachers is when students have unfinished learning from previous grades. And it can be a really tricky situation to know, do you go back and teach prior level content? Do you move forward with grade level? And some of it's going to go over the kids' heads. And so I've really pulled together a lot of strategies and done work with teachers and leaders to try to figure out some easy sort of low lift ways to increase the access to grade level content. And so, yeah, it was a success. It was actually last week.
It's so cool. It was so fun getting to watch you launch. And what I love, and I think so many people are hesitant about, is they're like, wait, are people actually going to be like willing to pay for this? Am I too specific? And when you just said what your offer was, it's a niche like that. Oh, like that is for a specific audience. And I think it allows you to make an even bigger impact in the students that you get to teach.
Well, thank you. I mean, yes, the way I tell people, I've pretty much quadruple niched, I think. Because it's not just teachers, but it's math teachers and it's middle school and it's this specific problem. Yeah.
But it's amazing. They say the riches are in the niches. And I just think too, the richness in the value that you can provide lies in the specificity that you offer, so that people are like, yes, this is exactly created for me and what I need in mind. I want to know, Chrissy, when are you going to launch a course that helps parents guide their students to learn math with virtual learning this year? That's what I want to know.
Jenna, next month.
What? Yes!
Did you even know that?
I'm like, you need to create this. I've been waiting for you to do this. Yes. Stop it. Are you serious?
I am. You and every other parent. So I would say I've been really working on my strategy and soul searching who I wanted to serve for the past at least 12 months. And every time I would share with people that I was supporting teachers and coaches, that was their response. When will you help parents? And so I told people, you know, I went into education, like that's my primary. I've got to get the foundation going. You know, I have a podcast and there was just a lot of things to get in place. And so I had the parents in the back of my mind. I had them. And especially then when COVID hit in the spring, I was hearing people ask for this. But I thought, well, we'll be back in school in the fall, you know. But as summer moved on and it became clear that many of us would not be back in school full time, it, again, listening to the universe and listening to people, I felt more and more that it was time to respond to that need. And so, yeah, I'm actually going, I'm putting together as we speak a podcast episode or two for parents. So that'll be coming up. And then there's going to be at least one workshop. And I'm considering doing a series of workshops for parents, kind of still figuring out what parents want. But yeah, next month.
Oh, I'm so excited. And one thing that I want to point out, and this is kind of selfishly pointing this out, but when you learn something like the DCA framework, you can apply this to any launch that you do. Like, and I feel like so many times people look at an investment and they don't understand how knowledge can compound. And you, as a math teacher, you get it, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, right, because I bought DCA about a year ago at this point.
Yeah.
And my first, you know, true launch was a few weeks ago. I pulled out my notes, you know, I went back to the modules and I actually rewatched a few lessons because it's so amazing that we have, again, the lifetime access. And I just refreshed on the parts I needed. And in fact, I had also bought Amy's webinar slides. You could buy, I don't know if that's an option this time, but and I hadn't used them yet. I used them. I pulled them out and that that was my template for the webinar.
I love it.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? And I think that, you know, I mean, I was Amy's student first years ago and just looking at how you can take what you learn and figure out, okay, what is my spin? What is my take? And I feel like Amy does this better than most educators, where she provides the system, the blueprint, the strategies, but then she also encourages you to find your space, to find your niche. And I know for you, that was a huge thing, is like that validation for your course idea. Walk me through what that felt like when you were like, yes, this is a clear concept that I can run with.
When I bought DCA, I still wasn't clear exactly who I wanted to serve. And there were a number of reasons for that. Part of it was that I was multi-passionate. You know, I thought, okay, maybe I could serve moms because the first few years of motherhood have presented some challenges. Maybe I could serve math teachers, maybe coaches, maybe parents. I had all these different ideas. And one of the activities that Amy has us do in DCA is validation calls. That was invaluable because I actually started with one audience in mind. I was thinking I was going to serve math principals, like principals who were supporting math. And I did a number of phone calls on that. And in fact, I'll even tell you, I recorded a few podcast episodes with that audience in mind. And as I was doing it, I was reflecting and paying attention to my own like energy around it. And through that experience and through what people were telling me, I knew it felt off. It wasn't the right audience that I at least wanted to start with. Those folks told me they didn't listen to podcasts. And also the things that they needed help with, I wasn't feeling super passionate about teaching. And so through the process of DCA and during those 12 weeks, I ended up doing more validation calls with teachers. And as I was talking to the teachers, that joy came, you know, it was so clear to me that that's where the energy and passion was for me. And, you know, serendipitously, I had an opportunity to do some one-on-one consulting. at my old school with teachers. And so that aligned right to the end of DCA. And so I said yes to that, even though I didn't really have time, given that I, again, had this full-time job. But because of that clarity that I had through the validation calls, I had this idea that, like, that's going to be who I make the first course for. And so I want to work with people one-on-one. Because Amy, she mentions that in the course over and over. She says, you know, if you haven't done the one-on-one, do it, because it will help you get insight into your ICA. It'll help you start to, you know, test out different resources, see what you're saying over and over again, start to put together your framework. And she was absolutely right. Like, I came out of that with a clear framework. I came out of it knowing the pain points. Anyway, yeah. So that especially was a very helpful exercise.
I love that. Chrissy, what would you tell someone if they are on the fence and they're like, I don't know, I don't have an email list, I don't know if I'm an expert, I don't know if it's too complicated? What would you say?
I would say, if you have a passion and you know you have knowledge you want to get out into the world, DCA is an invaluable investment you could make to help you have the roadmap and the step-by-step for how to get started with it. I'm the kind of person that's a little bit more of a slower starter. I like to observe and take my time before I jump in. So even though I was spending those 12 weeks really learning and implementing slowly, my action taking was a little bit more slow paced and methodical. I still got so much out of it because I got to observe Amy's teaching. It gave me a vision of the kind of course I wanted to create. And it also helped me with my overall business strategy. I went into it knowing, okay, I want digital courses to be a big part of what I do. And so part of why it took me a little more time is because I wasn't saying yes to every consulting opportunity that came my way. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Chrissy, where can everybody find you and connect with you and listen to your podcast and check out your education? Give us all of the places.
Okay. So everything is pretty much Mindful Math Coach. So my website is mindfulmathcoach.com. I have a Facebook page, which is Mindful Math Coach. My Instagram is at Mindful Math Coach. And the podcast is the Mindful Math Podcast. And you can find it on, you know, all of the major podcasting platforms.
Thank you so much for coming on. I just love watching you continue to learn and implement and transform. And I'm so excited to see what is coming up next for you.
Jenna, thank you so much for having me.
You don't need to be a coding expert to get a gorgeous, strategically designed website that converts for your business. You just need Tonic Site Shop, the secret behind my website design. Get 20% off at tonicsiteshop.com with the code GOLDDIGGER. Before Tonic, I didn't really know what an asset a great, unique website could be for my business. I didn't know that someone could leave my site feeling like they know me, or that it could just take them from a casual observer to a raving fan within just a few minutes. If you're tired of being embarrassed by your website, or you know it should be better, but you don't actually have the money to make it better, you've got to go check out Jen and Jeff from Tonic. They've created a collection of customizable websites that are super stunning and wicked easy to update. If you know your website isn't as good as it should be and you're riding the struggle bus trying to figure out how everyone else seems to have gorgeous websites, I have some advice. Buy a Tonic site. Save 20% off using the code GOLDDIGGER at tonicsiteshop.com. That's TonicSiteShop.com. If you've ever looked at a breakdown of the most successful investment portfolios, you'll typically see a diversified set of real estate right alongside stocks and bonds and mutual funds. But the simple truth is that real estate investments haven't been readily available to all investors until now, thanks to Fundrise. Fundrise is an investing platform that makes investing in high quality, high potential real estate as easy as investing in your favorite stock or mutual fund. Whether you're looking to add stable cash flow via dividends or prefer long-term growth through appreciation, Fundrise has you covered. Fundrise's team of real estate professionals track your portfolio's performance and watch as properties across the country are acquired, improved, and operated via asset updates. Investing in real estate like this has never been easier or more accessible. I've started exploring the platform, and I have to say, it makes me feel so empowered with all of the information they offer to make you feel confident in your investments. I'm learning while I invest, and that's the best part. Start building your better portfolio today. Get started at fundrise.com/golddigger to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived. That's fundrise.com/golddigger to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived. fundrise.com/golddigger. Oh, Danielle, welcome to the show. I feel like we have this like connection. I hope you feel that too. But ever since we came together, it's just like we're constantly dropping into each other's DMs, cheering each other on. And so I'm just so excited to have you on the show and to celebrate your successes today.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me. I was having a true full circle moment where I was thinking back to like a year ago today, Jenna, like maybe not a year ago today, but a year ago in August of 2019, I was commuting into an office listening to the Gold Digger podcast. So the fact that I'm sitting here on it right now is wild.
Isn't it wild? I love moments like that. So talk to me a little bit about what you were doing in 2019, and then we'll kind of talk about what you're doing today and just that transformation that you've undergone in one of the craziest years of your lives.
I mean, you couldn't have said it better. It's truly one of the craziest years of my life. So August 2019, I'm a vice president of strategic initiatives at a tech startup. So I had my entire career working at Fortune 500 and then tech startups where I was in sales and strategy type roles. I was traveling a ton, managing teams. I got to work with some super cool retailers and brands. I was like truly living my best life and super glamorous from the outside looking in. But something that was always kind of weighing on me was obviously the travel wears you down. Obviously, like living on a plane and in a hotel room, that's just not like sustainable. And then working for someone else really wore me down, both like emotionally and mentally. So naturally, I resigned as a vice president of strategic initiatives, my absolute dream job. I contemplated doing that for about a year, but on September 2nd, 2019, I picked up the phone, I called my boss, and I resigned. And nothing says you're replaceable quite like a 15-second resignation call. So that is truly my story. It was like you put in your blood, sweat, and tears. But at the end of the day, you are replaceable. And so that is truly where I was a year ago. And my life is totally different sitting here in August 2020.
Isn't that wild? You know, what's crazy is the same thing happened to me where I worried so much, like I'm leaving a team, I'm leaving all these people. And then I get to the office and somebody had already moved into my office. And you're like, wait, the world still turns. And I just made one of the biggest decisions of my life.
It took me, I'm not kidding, I probably set three different dates in which it was like, okay, I'm going to do it today. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I should probably finish out this project because, you know, I'm a really good person. And then it was just finally like, okay, yes. I have to just like pull the plug. So,
yeah. So you have been on this personal development journey, and I've been lucky enough to almost have a front row seat to that, where you have made decisions to invest in yourself and then to follow that charge and to follow through. And one thing I just respect about you so much is just watching you consistently just step in and step up into these new roles. So first, walk me through, what did it feel like making an investment into something where you're like, wait, can I really do this? Like, is this really for me?
So I resigned on September 2nd, and I actually ended up investing in, you know, DCA in a course about 2 weeks later. And so at that point, obviously, I'm walking away from a six-figure salary, benefits, stock options. I'm genuinely about to build a business from the ground up, like starting at zero, like no social media, no email list. I actually started my business in
used my fiance's 10-year-old MacBook up until about a month ago. So when I say like you're like blind faith, like diving into this head first, that's exactly what I did. And thank you for like seeing me and knowing that I'm just someone where if I have an idea, I will put together the plan and strategy to make it work. I mean, that's essentially what I learned to call like my superpowers, you know, like build really good relationships, sustain them, put together a plan. And something you also touched on is just like my ability to like reach out and ask questions. I feel like that I'm never shy to go about that. But something like this was, I knew I wanted to make a change. I knew I wanted a business that I could scale. That was the key word for me. I had already gone through the life of burnout and, you know, like I said, pouring my like blood, sweat, and tears into something. And I wanted this to just be able to scale over time.
Well, and let's talk about that. So one of the things that I feel like so many people question, and especially nowadays, is it's like, there are so many courses already out there. What could I possibly bring to the table? How was that process for you? Because you've launched a program and you've done it now 5 times and you're coming up on number 6, right?
I am. Yeah. So I think it came down to the things that we are honestly so close to. So yeah. I would have never considered myself a sales expert. And it almost kind of makes me like cringe a little bit saying it because it's just something that honestly comes so natural to me. Whenever I'm talking to anyone about their business, I'm always just curious on how they are bringing people into their business, how they're nurturing them, their pricing, their product suite. I always want to talk about like the things that nobody wants to talk about, like negotiation and objection handling. And so finding out that all of those things make other people like very squeamish allowed me to identify something that I'm really comfortable with and that I want to teach people that they also can be comfortable with, and it'll help them in their business. So you're right. I'm actually launching for the 6th time. And this is like all the praise hand emojis. I live taught it 5 times. So that's never been recorded before. And it's never been more beautiful than it is going to be whenever it launches on September 9th. But yeah, it truly is something that came so easy to me that I wanted to make other people almost comfortable with and simplify. And so that's exactly what I did.
Oh, I love that. And I 100%. And we've seen this actually. You and I have watched so many people transform and start to understand like, wait, I thought I was really good at this, but here's my real superpower. Or when we can call out like someone else's gifts. And so often people are so close to their own genius that they just think it's common sense or everyone knows this or this is nothing new, when really it's like life-altering, mind-blowing for someone else.
It's so true. And I think the more that you talk to people and engage, the more you end up learning that. I think it's when we want to do it all ourselves or we want to sort of figure it out on our own where it becomes so much that we end up doing nothing. But the more that you can reach out and engage with other people and find out even where they're struggling or what they want to be better at, you may think like, oh my goodness, that was something I would have never thought about. But it really is incredibly valuable.
Yeah. What was like logging in and going through DCA like for you? Like, when were you able to take a deep breath and say, this was the right choice? Because I feel like whenever we make a big investment or take that big leap of faith, we're almost waiting to like prove ourselves wrong. Like, you were wrong. You shouldn't have done this. This wasn't for you. When did you take that first sigh of relief?
Okay, so I love this question, and this is why. So I think whenever I first logged in, I had only ever purchased one course prior to this. And when logging into DCA and knowing that it had like these beautiful videos and these beautiful resources, and it almost felt as if you were learning in like a one-to-one classroom, that for me is so helpful. I love to see faces, clearly. And so knowing that I was going to be able to see Amy's face on there and I was going to be able to have these incredibly simple yet elaborate resources that I would end up having for a really long time, I felt like that was when the investment was going to be worth it. And something that I also think that is really important to touch on is, regardless of where you are in your business, it's almost like it meets you there. I mean, remember, I did not have a business whenever I bought DCA. And here I am a year later, about to launch the actual digital course version of it. And I'm still using the resources.
Yes. I love that too, because we go through the course every year as well as a team who's been creating courses for 6 years now. And as a team, we're like, oh, this is such a great idea, or this is a new way to do something. And I love that you say that it meets you where you are, because Amy's whole motto is like, start simple, get fancy later. Mm. And there's so much room to learn. It's like when you watch a movie 5 times and you notice something new every single time and you're like, wait, how did I miss that? And I just think that that's such a beautiful thing about online learning, is something that might not fully resonate or be fully implemented in your business now, a year from now, could totally make sense and be an extra way to scale, which you love.
Absolutely. And I think even just like action, I feel like action comes from like a certain level of confidence. So the more that you do something, it's like, albeit imperfect, the more confidence you're going to gain for the next time. So I feel like even just getting comfortable and going through the material and even, you know, implementing some of it, each time you're going to get better and more comfortable with it. And so I feel like that also will help scale your business, just because you are not waiting to take everything in and then trying to implement it all at once. It's like kind of, you can allow it to work with you along the way.
One thing people ask me about all the time, and I want to ask you this because I think you might have the best insight, is how did you push past the fear of people judging you for like stepping out on your own and wanting to teach? I think that holds people back a lot more than we'd like to admit.
Oh my goodness. So I really think I have this, and I've been asked this question before, Jenna, so I actually love that you asked me this. But I have this something inside of me in which I'm fairly good at quieting what others, you know, may feel about me or their, you know, what they think I'm doing in my career. I mean, leaving a Fortune 500 and going to a like a tech startup and then leaving a dream job to start my business. I'm sure there were a lot of different opinions and viewpoints and people thinking like, oh my gosh, has she really like lost her marbles? But I feel like when you totally believe in what you deserve and what you want, and that whatever, however you define that, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to essentially get there and learn along the way and be open to, you know, feedback from others and investing in yourself, it's almost a little bit easier to quiet it because you know you're on the right path. And I feel like for me, that's exactly what it's been, regardless of what anyone thinks of like online learning or being an entrepreneur and helping other people with sales. It feels so natural in me that that almost helps quiet those voices.
So good. So since you like talking money and investments and sales, what have your results been like since you took the leap and then followed through and started launching your own thing? What has that looked like for you?
Yeah, this is where I get like super excited. I'm like, let me pull out my spreadsheet for you. let me crunch the numbers for you, Jenna. Okay, so coming up on a year in business, we reached 6 figures in 7 months. And to round out 2020, I will have essentially doubled my corporate salary. So there has been a ton of investment. And I always, you know, people that have followed me on here, they know I always want to like pull back the curtains. Yes. And there has been a lot of investment. There have been a lot of people that have helped me get to this place. So I don't want people, you know, to just think that it's, you know, everyone always sort of goes towards that like first 6 figures, and it is an amazing accomplishment. But I also want to be so transparent, and like there was a lot of investment in coaches and courses and resources, late nights, early mornings, days in which you're on calls. But you know what? Like I said, when it feels so natural and so innate to you, it's so worth it. And I'm like, you almost get giddy for like continuing to grow and scale, because you feel like you're just like continuing to like scale this mountain. And you're just like, oh my gosh, you get all of these ideas and all of these different things that you want to try, all of these people that you want to continue to help. And so I feel like that's a lot to accomplish in 1 year. Yet I feel like there's also like so much more to do. And I'm so excited to even change my business up in 2021.
Yes. You know, you and I are so much alike because we're lifelong learners. We're constantly watching launches happen and like, hey, did you see this webinar? What'd you think? We're studying, like we're constantly studying and we know what to look for now. And I feel like, at least for me, once I made one investment and I saw like, wow, I get this knowledge once and then I can put my own spin on it. I can test it. I can use it. I can expand with it and evolve with it. Investing in learning things and shortcutting your timeline always makes sense, in my opinion. And I feel like you found that super early, which is such a gift.
Always. I mean, I'm truly the believer of like somebody else has likely done this before. I don't need to, you know, reinvent the wheel. Why not like learn from someone in bits and pieces? It's not like you have to like align yourself to one person. You know, allow yourself to like reach out to other people or, you know, take bits and pieces of information from other people. I think it makes you a better business owner.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I agree. So what's next for you? You have this launch, you've done your launch 5 times and taught live so that you've nailed down your content and now you get to formally put it into a course. What are you excited about?
Yeah. So I am super excited about that because I feel like this is exactly where I wanted to get, where that whole word of like scaling is finally happening. So with the Imperfect Action Academy launching in early September, super excited about that. And other things that are coming up and just how my business will shift is, you know, shifting into more of these like group mastermind type programs where we're really bringing these wonderful minds of entrepreneurs together. And then even something that will change a little bit more in 2021 is I get a lot of people coming to me looking for like business strategy and sales strategy. And so I want to add a component to my business that allows some like done for you type services so that I'm not mapping out all of these like strategies and all of these sales trainings and then essentially passing them off for others to implement. So really excited about that. And I feel like that's the exact direction that I wanted my business to go in. Something that just feels so scalable and effortless.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. You are one of the first people that I think of when I hear somebody be like, I need a blank. I need someone to help me with this. I'm like, oh, I have the girl. And I like literally am like your biggest fan because it's just been so incredible to watch somebody just implement with confidence and move through some of that stuff. And you even admitted, you were like, I was just so worried that this was too complicated, that there was too many things. Tell me before we sign off, if somebody is listening and they're like, okay, I get it. Online courses, cool. Mm-hmm. But there's just too many things. It's too complicated. What would you say?
Okay, so I was thinking about this and I feel like I've narrowed it down to 2 things and they're not going to be things that people are like, okay, I might not have that, but I will soon. So 2 things that people have like right now, because remember, like no business, no following, no email list. I bought DCA 2 weeks after I resigned from my job. I think you need 1, the desire to learn a repeatable process. Yes. So this is something that you're going to learn and you're going to be able to use not only in your first year of business, but in your 6th year of business and beyond. And I think you can morph it into whatever works best for your business. And then the second thing that I think that you need in order to be successful, you know, with this program is you need to be comfortable with taking that like imperfect action where you just get comfortable knowing that, okay, I might not be 100% clear on who I want to serve or what exactly I'm going to teach. And you won't always have the answers. So I think the earlier you get comfortable with that kind of feeling and the ability to just make decisions and learn and revise and repeat along the way, I think that will help you not only in this program, but just as an entrepreneur. So just those 2 things. And I think, you know, those aren't things that people have to really wait to obtain.
So good. Danielle, where can everybody check you out, watch your launch unfold, cheer you on, give us all the places they can connect?
Oh, I love this. So I'm probably most active on Instagram and you can find me at Danielle @Jenna_Slagle_. And my new beautiful website is now open, and that is at DanielleSlagle.com. And then we also have a killer Facebook group, which is The Imperfect Action by Danielle Slagle on Facebook. So those are all of the places that you can find me online.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on, for sharing your success, and for just letting me celebrate with you formally. You know that I've been cheering you on behind the scenes, but nothing brings me more joy watching women just take it and run. And that is 100% what you've done and more.
Well, thank you so much for having me. The love is so mutual. And, you know, I hope that I can continue to just tell you how much you impacted, you know, me leaving my job and really getting here. It really is full circle. And I'm just so grateful that I found you.
I love nothing more than hearing from students who take this massive leap of faith and dive on into something that might feel scary, but then take action. These students were successful because they implemented what they learned and they took on a mentor and they said, I am going to exchange money to save me time. And I recognize in today's world that that's not always possible and that you can be successful whether you invest or not. But for these students, I hope that you could hear just glimpses of what's possible for you through their stories, through their hesitations and their fears and their doubts, but also through their triumphs and the way that they've continued to learn and grow and invest in that. I also want to invite you inside of DCA and beyond the Digital Course Academy to get your hands on my Jenna Kutcher DCA experience. Included in that, you will get my DCA Cliff Notes. I went through the entire brand new program and I am sharing the biggest takeaways, things you need to look out for, what you should be taking action on, and my own spin on Amy's teachings. You'll also get my email list accelerator mini course where I will show you how to turbocharge your list to lead up to your launch. I'll give you a customizable course workbook template. I took the design and did the strategy for you, and now you get to launch with a thoughtfully crafted workbook. You'll also get my Insta Essentials. It is my 60-day implementation blueprint for Instagram, how to show up, how to craft your content, and how to make sure that you are leading into your launch well. And lastly, I am sharing a simplified evergreen model based off of how we do automated courses and get sales while we sleep. So I am handing over my email templates, my ad copy templates, and sharing behind the scenes of our automated workflow. You can get all of this for free when you join DCA. This is over $1,136 of value for free when you join at dcawithjenna.com. That's dcawithjenna.com. I am so, so excited to welcome in the new students to the Digital Course Academy on behalf of Amy. And as a former student and a success story, I can only imagine what's next for you. Thank you so much for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And hey, if you're a student of mine, I want for you to write down, be on the Gold Digger Podcast someday so that we can manifest our conversation. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.